Hello, I am Dr. Stephen Gilligan. I'm a doctor in psychology from Stanford University, and I have been using hypnosis in a positive way for over 40 years as a psychotherapist, as a researcher, as a teacher, as a writer. One of the areas that I've worked a lot in is with families, and particularly with issues of parenting. And what I want to communicate with you is about how good parenting is a type of hypnosis. The ideas that you communicate to your kids, the ways in which you connect to their mind and their body is a type of hypnosis. Here's the most important message I want to give you over these 12 lessons. Parents are the most important hypnotists in a child's life. Let me repeat that. Parents are the most important hypnotists in a child's life. Now, what do we mean by hypnosis? Well, hypnosis, we could say, is basically the study of the communication between the two different human minds. We have an unconscious mind, our first mind, that lives in our body. It's nonverbal. It feels so much. It has spontaneity. It has connection to everything. Sounds like children, right? So your kids basically live in their unconscious minds. There's a second mind that we rely upon as adults. That's the conscious mind. It's the verbal, social mind in the head. It's in charge of how things work in the world, how organizations work, about responsibilities, about plans. We need both of these minds to be happy, creative people. Our kids, however, primarily are in the first mind. They primarily are thinking from, feeling from, living from the body, unconscious mind. So our job as parents is to be able to give our kids guidance, to help them to become good people, successful people. And to do that, we have to use our verbal mind. That's what we're studying in hypnosis. And that's what I want to help you to do in this 12-lesson series, is to find the secrets, the skills, the special techniques of good hypnosis that help you to become a really successful, effective, positive parent. Now, the word hypnosis, of course, conjures up many different things. And so I just want to speak very briefly to what is meant by hypnosis, because there's three generations of hypnosis. And we're going to be using the third generation. The first generation is called authoritarian hypnosis. It's how most people think about hypnosis, is one person trying to control another person's mind. So you could see this on the movies, you could see it on entertainment. Now, most people's ideas is you use hypnosis to control another person. I'm sure you have tried, at least on occasion, to control your kids. It's not very pleasant. It's not very effective. So luckily, that's not the kind of hypnosis we're talking about here. A second generation of hypnosis was developed by my teacher, Dr. Milton Erickson. He was a psychiatrist, medical doctor, a hypnotherapist, probably the most famous psychotherapist of the 20th century. And he developed this understanding that the unconscious mind, a tremendous intelligence, has tremendous wisdom. And good hypnosis is a hypnosis that respects, connects with, listens to, and makes positive use of whatever is going on in the unconscious mind. That's a little bit closer to what good parenting is. Good parenting is not about forcing your children to do anything. It's not about demanding that they do certain things. It's about forming a connection, your conscious mind and their unconscious mind, and getting them to learn, getting them to take the pride, the satisfaction of being able to be creative, to be positive, to be successful out in the world. Now, over the 40 years since I was studying with Dr. Erickson, I've developed a third type of positive hypnosis that I call generative trance. And this is a type of hypnosis that makes use of not only the unconscious mind, but also the conscious mind of the subject. What does that mean? It means that your child, of course, depending on how old they are and how mature they are, they have a little bit of a conscious mind. They have some self-awareness. And what we're trying to do is connect both to their conscious mind and their unconscious mind to help them to have good inner communication so that they can have good health, they can have happiness, they can be creative out in the world. I know that these are just general ideas at the outset in our first lesson, but I want to take these ideas and I want to guide you through a series of experiences, a series of exercises, so that you can have a deep understanding of what this means for you in terms of being a great parent, how this can help you to be able to deal with all the different parts of positive parenting, having a good connection with yourself, having a good positive connection to your child, being able to set positive goals with your child, how to create positive family time, how to set limits, very, very important. How to solve problems, how to get through stuck places and difficult challenges. How to change negative emotions into positive ones. These are some of the challenges, these are some of the skills that we need in order to be a good parent. These are some of the skills that I will teach you how to use in becoming a better and better positive parent. Now, one final general idea, you know, we're talking about hypnosis and positive hypnosis. And I want to say that when we make this connection to the deep part of another person, and your children are so deeply connected to you, they want to love you. They want to follow you. They want to connect with you. So when we use a type of hypnosis that I'm going to be guiding you in, we're really sensitive to the fact that we can do positive hypnosis or we can do negative hypnosis. Negative hypnosis, we're in stress or we're falling back into places where we were in our own childhood, we might end up saying to our child, you're no good. You should do better. You're stupid. You're lazy. These can have lasting negative effects. So in teaching you something about how to be a positive hypnotist with your child, we're going to be giving these positive ideas, like, I see you. You're a good kid. You have something really important to contribute to the world. No matter what, I love you. I believe in you. I support you. So these are some of the things that we want to learn how to do so that we can enjoy parenting, so that we can enjoy our children, and so we can succeed at this awesome task that we've taken on, how to help our children to become happy, successful, good, positive people out in the world. Now, before we end this first lesson, I want to just guide you through a simple process, because one of the things that we do in positive hypnosis is we image things. We use our imagination. And when you imagine certain things, your mind is then able to experience and create them. I'm going to ask you, as a first general experience here in your positive parenting journey, I ask you to get a comfortable position. You can sit down or stand up. I want you to have both feet flat on the floor. I want you to put aside anything you're holding on to. Put your phones down. Put your books down. Just take a few moments to relax. I ask you to breathe in. Take a nice deep breath. Breathe in all the way from the earth, all the way up through your body. Hold your breath. And then release, relax, exhale. Let go. So you can begin to feel your mind like a calm pond. And in that calm pond, I'm going to ask you to see three different images. The first image I want you to imagine, or just remember a time in your life where you really, really loved your child. Imagine a time, maybe they were very, very young. Imagine that time. And as you see your child in that place where you really love them, let it remind you how much you love your child. You've been given so much love for your child. And it's a good thing, because as parents, we need all of that love. Because sometimes parenting is difficult. So the second image I want you to sense, remember a time where you're having difficulty with your child. They're not following your instructions. Angry, or they won't listen, they're sad. And just sense with that love in your heart, just recognize, oh, sometimes I really struggle as a parent. There are some places in my relationship where I really struggle. Good to know. Relax. Good to know. Now, the third and final image is, I want you to imagine yourself in the future and see yourself in a positive future. See you and your child in a very happy connection. That an image of a positive future with your child develop in the pond of your mind. See it and sense this is the future that you're working towards. This is why you can enjoy these 12 lessons of positive parenting so that you can create a future where you, your child, are happy, connected, and realize that you've been on a very, very successful journey as a family together. That's what I'm going to help you to achieve. I'm going to take time, going to take practice. Anything worth achieving in life takes effort and practice. So I'm going to guide you through 12 lessons of positive parenting. I look forward to the journey. Take a breath, relax, and see you for lesson 12.